Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The ACLU and Planned Parenthood are filing a lawsuit against an Indiana law. You won't believe what this law prohibits. And why, you would ask, is the ACLU and Planned Parenthood filing a lawsuit to strike down this law? It really shows the hideousness of the abortion industry. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this lawsuit by Planned Parenthood and its partner, the ACLU, is against an Indiana law, and this law prevents sex selection so that you're not going to be able to say, oh, I don't want a boy, I want a girl. This is a boy, so I'm going to abort until I ultimately have a girl come down the, the assembly line, if you will. It's kind of in a crude way to say, you know, I'm going to abort all of my babies until I get the right one of the gender that I choose. And then it also prevents the abortion, if you are aborting when there's a diagnosis of Down syndrome or other disability. It also prevents other kinds of things, too, about knowingly transporting aborted baby body parts out of Indiana. It also requires that you properly cremate or dispose of the baby body parts, as opposed to what we see has been happening in Indiana with these abortion facilities. You would think nobody would be in opposition to this, but here we go with ACLU and Planned Parenthood, and they're back to their old revealing of who they are. They're wanting to strike down this law.
Well, the knee-jerk reaction by Planned Parenthood and the multi-billion dollar abortion industry is to challenge every single possible common sense restriction that is placed on their sacred cow of slaughtering innocent human beings. You know, the left claims to be women. We're in support of women. Planned Parenthood says we're all about women's rights. Yet here, just as in China, where sex selective abortions are actually mandatory in often cases, you know, women are targeted specifically to be aborted for people looking to have a boy. They would oppose that. So women's groups should be up in arms about this, but they're not. What about, you know, groups for disabled Americans? They should be up in arms over this, and I hope that they are, because this is protecting people from being targeted just because they have some kind of disability. So many different layers here to unfold. Just to make sure that proper disposal is carried out with an unborn baby once it's aborted. And Holly, I know we were talking off the air. You mentioned that what precipitated this, there were some horrific things happening with the way they were disposing of these aborted babies.
Oh yeah, they busted a Planned Parenthood in Ohio, and it's just awful to even have to say it, but they were steam cooking the aborted babies and improperly disposing them. In Indiana, the environmental management was fined over $11,000 because they found their containers contained fetal remains. Sorry, it's even hard to talk about. And, you know, that's illegal. And there's, and this law, one reason for enacting this law was to give these babies proper burial. So there is a money issue with Planned Parenthood, obviously. We found a 30% decrease in Down syndrome population last year. So you know it's having a major impact on these precious people, you know, who are created by God, who have a purpose. You're talking about race, which was the whole reason that Margaret Sanger started abortion, was to eliminate the black race. And so if, say, a young woman becomes pregnant and her parents find out that the father's a different race, you know, they could go and have an abortion. Well, this law is preventing that.
Yeah, this really gets traced back to 1973, when you have seven justices say that there's a so-called constitutional right to kill your children who are most vulnerable. And then 1992, when again they reaffirmed the fact you have a constitutional right to kill children. I mean, this is absolutely stunning that we have people that serve on the bench of the United States Supreme Court that think that killing children is okay.
You know, and by the way, this lawsuit is being heard by the pro-abortion Obama-appointed Judge Pratt.
Yeah, and you know, you've got President Obama, when he was the state senator of Illinois. He killed three times the proposed Born Alive Infant Protection Act. That law was designed to say that if a child is born alive, you have to do some kind of medical care to try to help it rather than just let it die. And what was happening in Christ Hospital in Illinois, Christ Hospital, you think, well, that's a Christian hospital. Well, not really. It's a hospital associated with the church that he attended for two decades. It's a denomination that's part of NARAL, the National Abortion Rights Action League, that tried to legalize abortion back in the 1970s. It was there babies were being born, and the nurses were told you can't give them any care, so they created a comfort room where the nurses would rock them until and hold them and comfort them, put a blanket around them, because before they were just sat by themselves in a room with no one there on a steel slab until they died. It would be babies who were by their mother, they wanted to abort, but the abortion didn't kill the baby. The baby was still alive, therefore it could live, but they would not give any assistance. He's the one who blocked that bill and said no, because if you even try to protect a baby who's born alive, well, then it might ultimately restrict abortion. So here you have Planned Parenthood, and you've got, you know, a presidential candidate with Hillary Clinton, who said that it's okay to abort a child even up to the day that it's born, even up to the very moment that it comes out and takes a breath. President Obama says it's okay, even if they're born, to allow them to die if the intent was
abort. That's what I was going to say. He was the lone state senator in Illinois who opposed Illinois' version of the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. And don't forget, he said that to first require that doctors, if a baby is born alive, that they take measures to save the life of the baby now that it's been born alive. He opposed that, and then he basically said affirmatively, well, you just have to let them go, set it over on the steel slab, let the baby die. You don't have to do anything to save it. I mean, that is infanticide by any objective standard, by any objective measure. And so don't forget how radical President Obama is. And he's the de facto head of his party, which is such a shame, because I know there are pro-life Democrats, and you would hope that they would rise up inside the Democrat Party and bring some semblance back to, you know, those who are radically pro-abortion, like Obama, should not be representing any major political party.
You know, if you can't get it right on life, you can't get it right in anything. And, you know, in this particular case, it really, again, underscores the evil face of abortion. Here, this Planned Parenthood organization and the ACLU, they're okay with the fact that you can select the sex of a child and you can abort, 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 abort until you get the right sex. Well, you know, you keep aborting like that, you're not going to be fertile to continue to have children. But their philosophy is it's okay. It comes from this worldview philosophy, frankly, that there is no God, and therefore human life has no intrinsic value. And therefore, you can just simply abort it, kill it, get it out of the way. It's inconvenient. Or Down syndrome. You know, somebody might say, well, you know, what happens if you have a baby with Down syndrome? Well, that's a tough situation for parents. My assistant that has been with me for 25 years, she's retired now, her daughter had a baby, and it was born with Down syndrome. So it's a shock when the parents get that diagnosis while you're carrying the child. And obviously, doctors, in her case and other cases, they'll say, well, you have this option to abort. Well, you know, in this case, thank God, her daughter did not abort. She has a granddaughter now and obviously grandchild. And, you know, yes, it does have Down syndrome. But you know what? It is an amazing blessing to this family. Amazing blessing to the family.
Yes.
Happy, just really lights up the room. The fact that you are different or that you have a diagnosis of some quote-unquote disability doesn't mean that your life is not worth living. In the whole evolutionary Planned Parenthood ACLU model, though, you're just a piece of trash and you can just be trashed. You know, we need to return our country back to an ethic of the sanctity of life, the dignity of the human person who's created in the image of God. And we need to vote, we need to act, we need to pray, we need to make sure that this country goes back to those basic foundations. For more information, you can visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org, 407-875-1776.